स्वरहा प्रीतो याम यनयद्रह अन्याराधितो नूनम् भगवान् हरिश्वरः यन्नो विहाय गोविन्दा प्रीतो यम अन्याद्रह as if
jealous of Srimati Radharani. They were actually ecstatic to see that she had captured Sri Krishna. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes the following detailed description of Srimati Radharani footprints as given by Sri Rupa Goswami in Sri Ujjwala Nilmani. At the base of the large toe of her left foot is the mark of a barley corn. Below that mark is a dish. Below the dish is an umbrella, and below the umbrella is a bracelet. A vertical line extends from the middle of her foot to the juncture of her large and second toe. At the base of the middle toe is a lotus. Below that is a flag with a banner, and below the flag is a creeper together with a flower. At the base of her small toe is an elephant god, and upon her heel is a half moon. Thus, there are 11 marks on her left foot. At the base of large toe of her right foot is a conch, and below that a spear. At the base of the small toe of her right foot is a sacrificial altar. Below that an earring, and below the earring a spear. All the base of the second, third, fourth and small toe is the mark of a mountain, below which is a chariot, and on the hill is a fish. Thus altogether there are 19 distinguishing marks on the sole of Srimati Radharani lotus feet. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurjimilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Bhutaira Mahadeviyai Mapuro Viho Niramaya Sete Adamusu Purusam Bhukte Gunanso Dathatoda Satmatam Sholam Krishistam Bhagavan Bachansime Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhu Vaimacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Bhavaradhika Madhuri Aswadai Subhakaj Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Kali Prakate Brajaraj Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the Shruti Shastra say there are two kind of Brahma, Parabrahma and Shabda Brahma. So Krishna is Parabrahma and Srimad Bhagavatam is Shabda Brahma. My pronunciation clear? I have Indian accent. Srimad Bhagavatam is Shabda Brahma. Shabda Brahma describes about Parabrahma. Now, Srimad Bhagavatam deals with 10 subject matter. Atra sarga visargasya asthanam poshana utaya manamandar kisambhadha nirodha mukti asraya. So, this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, is known as nirodha. Nirodha means cessation. In Ashtanga Yoga, this is called Pratyahara. Pratyahara means you don't need anything from outside. So, Nirodha means cessation. You don't need anything from outside. But of course, there is a debate on this 10th canto of Bhagavatam, whether it is Nirodha or it is Ashraya. Many devotees, many acharyas, they do not agree with Sukadeva Goswami on this. Jai Sri Janato Yashoda Sarvanti Jai. They feel that 10th canto of Bhagavatam should be Ashraya. But finally, since Sukadeva Goswami is authority, so they surrender and accept. So anyway, this Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto has altogether 90 chapters, 90. Sripadji Goswami in Gopal Champu, he describes by dividing this 19 chapter in 5 different sections. And those 5 sections are known as Prakaran or section. First one is called Janma Prakaran. So there are 5 chapters discuss about Janma Prakaran, starting from chapter 1, 2, 3, and 4. And these are Mathura Lila. So these 4 chapters are also described that Krishna did not come himself. But this is the Chaturvedya, Vasudev, Sankarsan, Anuruddha, and Pradumna. So first chapter of 10th canto Bhagavatam is known as Vasudev section. The second chapter, in first chapter, when Kamsa was taking Devaki and he heard that voice, that it child of Devaki will kill it. That is Vasudeva. And Sankarsan is the second chapter where Jogmaya takes Balaram from the womb of Devaki and replaces in the womb of Rohini. That is called Sankarsan Bihuya, Sankarsan section. And then appearance of the Lord, that is Pradumna section. And then Lord requesting Vasudev, the father, to take him to Gokul, that is called Dharma Raksha, to protect the religious principle. The Lord appears with Ranasa Dunam Vinasaya Dustam Dharma Samstapnathaya Samvami. So that is Anuruddha section. So again, this is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna appeared in Gokul. And that starts from 5th chapter, it goes till 35th chapter. So this one is called Tamas Prakaran, section of Krishna dealing with the people who are in a mood of ignorance. Starting from killing of the Putana and it goes till the killing of the Bhimasura. So this 28th chapter is known as Tamas Prakaran. And then when after killing the demon, Krishna Maharaj performing Rash dance first time, then there are some loose talk was going on about Krishna. Because middle of the night he used to play the flute and all the young girls, married ladies, they all used to come and have rash dance. So rumor, had no leg or no head, rumors start. So people in Braj, they were talking. So one day Krishna was sitting with his friend Madhumangal and Madhumangal said, "Oh Krishna, you know, there is a rumor going around in Braj about your dealing with the gopis." He said, "Yes, yaar, I also heard about this. Now, what should I do? Please tell me. What should I do?" So Madhumangal said, "Out of sight, out of mind. Get out of Braj." So the Lord wanted to go. Krishna stayed in Braj in three different places: Gokul, Vrindavan and Nandavan. He stayed in Braj altogether 10 years, 8 months. Now, in those days, now time has come for him to leave. Krishna has three different ages in. Anyway, let me finish this section about summarizing the 10th canto. So the 28th chapter discusses about Tamas Prakaran. Then chapter 36 till chapter 63, other 28th chapter describes about Rajas Prakaran, where he kills the, you know, the kings. Now you must know, we should know one thing, that whoever were killed by Krishna, they got liberated. Virago Goswami tells, nobody has power to give liberation but Krishna. He is known as Mukunda. Ram cannot give liberation. Nasindi cannot give liberation. Baya cannot give liberation. The liberation is only given by Krishna. Therefore, he is called Mukunda. Look at some example. Lord Narasimhadev appeared and he killed Hiranyakashipu. Now, Hiranyakashipu did not got liberated. Again, he took birth as Rama. Lord Rama appeared and he killed Ravana. He didn't get liberation. Again, he appeared as Shishupala. But when Krishna killed, then he got liberated. So all the demons in Tamas or in Mood of Ignorance, all the king who were the Asura, they all got liberated by the Supreme Personality of God. So he came to liberate them. Apparently it may appear that the killing, but this killing is described by Vallabhacharya as an expert physician doing operation. From outside, it may appear, Prabhu, can you sit down? Because otherwise I will lose the track. I go off track, no problem. So, outwardly, it may appear that a doctor is cutting the stomach and all this thing, you know. It looks very ugly. He cut it. But really, what is he doing? He is liberating that person from the disease. Same way, it may appear that Krishna is killing. But he is. His killing is like a surgeon doing operation to liberate the people. Now, in Braj Leela, Krishna never lifted any weapons. He killed all the demons, several demons, by slapping somebody, by sucking the breast of somebody, by entering in the mouth of somebody, and so on and so forth. He never gives. In Mathura Leela, also he did not use any weapons. But in Dwarika Leela, some places he used. Rarely, not much. So that is called Rajas Prakaran. Then, Sattvic Prakaran starts from chapter 64 till 84, in 21 chapter, description of Sattvic Prakaran, or the Lord dealing with his devotee, his queens, Uddhava, and so on and so forth. Then, Guna Prakaran, from chapter 85 till 90, describes Guna Prakaran, where Uddhava Gita is there, Krishna speaks Uddhava. You know, so this way, the 90 chapter describes about the Lord pastime in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, out of all these five prakaran, we are discussing only the tamas prakaran, and that is also starting from chapter 5 till 35. Now, in this section, from 5 till 35, this 28th chapter, out of this, only 5 chapters start from chapter 29 till chapter 33. This 5 chapter is known as Ras Panchadhyayi. Pancha Adhyayi, Panch means 5 and Adhyayi means chapter. So 5 chapter describes about the Ras dance of the Lord with the gopis. So Chaitanya Charitamrita describes Madhurya Bhagavata Sar Braje Kaila Parachar Taha Sukha Vyasera Nandam Asthane Asthane अस्थाने अस्थाने भागवते वर्णी अच्छे नाना मते जहां सुनी माते भक्तगण माधुर्य भगवत्ता सार ब्रजे कैल परचार इन द लॉर्ड हैज यू नो ऐश्वर्यमय भाव एंड माधुर्यमय भाव सो इन ब्रज Only one bhav resides, that is Madhurya bhav. Parapriya bhavetaha brajeta prachar. In braj, braja kaila parachar. Prachar means preaching. To preach about this highest, topmost of rasa, we call Madhurya rasa. Taha sukha vyatera nanda. Sukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasadeva, I describe this. Asthane asthane bhagavate varaniya chena nanamate. And many places, sometimes he also brings the glimpse of Aishwarya bhava, such as when once Krishna had eaten dirt, that time Mother Yashoda wanted to see, so he saw whole universe. You know. Then, same way Brahma stole the covered wife, then he expanded. So many places say Asthane Asthane Bhagavate. Bhagavate means opulences. So many places, some places, Badiya Chenam Nanamate. And he described in different way, but eventually the Madhurya Bhav is the topmost. Jaha Suni Mate Bhakta Gaan. By hearing this wonderful pastime, devotee get observed. In the thought of Madhurya Bhava. So in Braj Leela, although 5 rasas are there, but 3 rasas are very prominent. That is Vatsalya, Sakya, and Madhurya. Mora Putra, Mora Sakha, Mora Prana Poti. This is how, you know, the people of Braj, they serve Krishna this way. Mura Putra, somebody said, Krishna is my son. Mura Sakha, the coward boy said, Krishna is my friend. And Mura Pranapati, all the damsel of Braj, Radharani and others, they say, he our life and soul. So basically these 3 things. Dasya and Santa is very low. Still, but very low. But these are prominent. Even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Raghupati Upadhyay, and when they were discussing, so he asked, Mahaprabhu asked Raghupati Upadhyaya, Balya Pauganda Kesara Srishta Manakai Vayam Kaisura Kamdheyam Kahe Upadhyay. So he said, Raghupati Upadhyaya describes about these 3 features of the Lord, the Balya, Pauganda, and Kesura. So up to 5 years is Balya, then 5 to, you know, after 5, is Paganda, I put 10, and then after 10 becomes Kesara. So he said, out of these three, which one you think is topmost? Sarvapati Upadhyaya said, Vayam Kai Sura Pandeya Vaya Upadhyaya. The Kesura Vakta, after 15 years. So the Kishore, the symptom of Kishore Avastha or youthful is when a boy and girl they start looking their face in the mirror and they say, no, this is the time. And that is time to get them married. That is time. Anyway. So now in these three, Krishna is to have anyway staying in Gokul. He did his Balya Leela. Vasalya Ras Madhurya Leela. Vasalya Ras Madhurya Leela. The Lord tested and he gave this pastime for devotee to test. And that starts from killing of Putana till Dam Leela, till Damodar Leela. This happened in Gokul. And then some disturbances were coming there, so they decided to move from Gokul. They went to Vrindavan. Now, Lord performed, Paganda Leela in Vrindavan. In Paganda Leela, in Vatsalya Leela, mostly the Vatsalya Bhav, or dealing with, motherly gopis or gopas, of different pastimes. But in Paganda, Krishna performed the Leela in Sakya Bhav, mostly dealing with the cowherd boy, because he started going to, graze the cows and study the cow and things like that. So, in Paganda Leela, he, tested and gave the pastime for us to test, that was, Sakya Ras. Sakyaras Madhurmai Leela. All are Madhurya Leela. They are very nectarian Leela. And in this Leela, it starts from Gocharan Leela and it goes till Aranyagni when there are forest fire and Krishna solves the fire up to there. And everything comes killing of Pralambasur, Basasur. Then Kaliya, everything comes in that. And then, again, so much problem. So they moved from Vrindavan to Nandagam. And Nandagam, Krishna was in Kishoravastha. Just turned 10 years. Was Kishoravastha. There, on the bank of Jamuna, he had to play flute and started performing Leela. So first Leela was the Chidharan Leela, when the gopis were coming to do Kaitani Vrat, and he took their cloth, they were naked because they wanted to, marry Krishna. So Krishna accepted and he said, after 1 month, on Sarat Purnima, we'll have a dance. So starting from there, Venugit, then Govardhan Leela is also there. And it goes up to Akrur coming to take Krishna this pastime in Nandagam. And Radharani used to live Varsane, Krishna was living in Nandagam. And between Nandagam and Varsane, there is one village known as Saket. Saket means the village of indication. So Krishna used to come to indicate Radharani to come out, or the gopis. And so it is gopis. So anyway, that happened in Nandalila. Nandagam. Now, Sripastriya Swami talks about this particular chapter, the 30th chapter of 10th canto of Bhagavatam, Ras Panchadhyayi. Now, all these 5 chapters, I will give a little description of each chapter. We have time, right? Now the first chapter, 29, वेणुनादं श्रुत्वा आगतां गोपिना श्रीकृष्णस्य संवाद प्रसारम्भ तासां मानापनोदाय भगवतो अंतर्धानं च 29th chapter describe Krishna playing the flute by hearing that Krishna's sweet flute the gopis middle of the night they left home and they came to Krishna and there Krishna was talking to the gopi how did you come here and you know all the sambad you heard that you know and then the gopi they asked to him that what kind of lover you are you know one is love after the love and this kind of thing all the sambad they are discussing there thereafter ras dance started and in the ras dance tasam manapanodayah the gopi became very proud that oh Krishna is under our control Krishna is the supreme uncontrolled person nobody can control him janmadashvetanyatrata chathi subhigya swarathi swarath he is fully independent he is supreme in every respect even in controlling wife if he wants to control he can control somebody supremely but if he don't want to be controlled he cannot be controlled supremely nobody can control him there is a nice pastime once Radharani sat down with Krishna and she was asking to him Krishna I want to say something to you Krishna said I also want to say something to you Lala who will start first So Radharani said you know Krishna you don't know what happens to us when you play your flute So Krishna said, "Oh Srimati Radhika, you do not know when you become manani. Manani means Mahavishnu Maharaj. No, manani means Sivunthar. You know, Siv Sir, Sivunthar. Sivun look at Krishna.
Sulky.
Okay, you all understand." Sanskrit is called Manani. Radharani becomes Manani. So Krishna said, you don't know what I go through when you become Manani. You don't talk to me. You don't you know, look at me and all those things. Alright. So what to do? What is the solution? So Radharani said, yes, I agree. I do not know. And Krishna said, I also agree. I do not know. So why don't we test this first time? So they agree. So Krishna taught Srimati Radharani how to play flute. And Radharani taught Krishna how to do man. Right? So Krishna had taught to Radharani and Radharani played the flute. And when she played the flute, Krishna was really restless. He didn't know. And he was just running all around. And finally when he met Krishna Radharani, then he was quiet. Then one day Krishna did man. Now man means the wife or beloved, what they do, usually they will not talk to their husband. They will not look at them. They will, you know, scratch the ground by their toe. You know. They will serve, they will all do everything. They will not answer. So Krishna is supreme in every respect. So one day he did man. And Radharani tried to pacify Krishna. But she couldn't pacify. Because he is supreme in everything, even to doing man. So he did so much man that Radharani started crying. And still Krishna did not understand why he did cry. He said, okay, let me do some more man. But it was too much. So I was saying it's the permission of Krishna that no. He is supreme in everything. So, he didn't want to see anybody control him, his supreme controller. So, when the gopis started thinking, well, I have controlled Krishna, Krishna is with me, he cannot live without me. So, he disappeared from there. That is description in 29th chapter of Bhagavatam. In 30th chapter, in separation from Krishna, the gopis, they started looking for Krishna. So Krishna was with them. Now Krishna wanted them to taste the nectar within. So he disappeared. He went away. So the gopis are searching Krishna. Gopi dvara bhagavato anusandhanam tada acharita anukaranam jamuna kuline tada agam pratikshanam cha. This way they came on the bank of Jamuna. So this is the description given that how they were imitating different pastimes of the Lord. They were asking to all different living entities about the Supreme Lord, so on and so forth. Now chapter 30 describes Gopi Gita. Jayatiti Rikam Janmana Vraja Pratindraya Sasadatrahi. They starting performing the ghost. So on each chapter has a great meaning. And let me explain this, then I will come on our platform. How do we apply this Ras Panchayat? Where do we stand? So chapter 31 describes Gopi Gitam Virahartha Gopinam Bhagavat Upasthanaya Prathanam. The gopis, they were so desperate and they went everywhere to look for Krishna. They couldn't find Krishna. So finally they came on the bank of Jamuna and they were helplessly praying to Krishna. They were singing the glory of Krishna. Srimati Radhika sang the best glory. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavi virinitam kalma sapaham sravana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi grunanti te bhuri dajana. Famous verse. Rasam by Santarani. So anyway, they were singing. And then, when the Lord saw that now they are so helpless, they can live without me, they are crying, singing my glory. Then, Bhagavat Pradurbhava Gopinam Aswasanam Cha. Then the Lord appeared and he pacified the gopis. And then finally, last chapter, chapter 33, Maharasavaranam Parichitkrit Santaya Sukadvara Samadhanam Cha. In text number, chapter 33 describes, about the Ras dance. And after hearing about Ras dance, Parikshit got a question. Here it says, Maharas Varanam Parikshit Krita Sansaya. He got a doubt. Parikshit got a doubt. And Sukadayo Sukadwara Samadhanam Cha. Sukadeva Swami answer. And that doubt was, he asked, how is Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead? He comes to protect the religious principle, Dharma Raksha. And how he is doing this adharmic, irreligious act of Ras dance? Some gopis are married, some are even not married, and he calling dead of night and performing Ras. This is irreligious activities. So how to justify that? And then, of course, Sukadeva Goswami answered in a different way. And then one very nice sloka said, Anugrahaya bhutanam manusandeha yastitam bhayate tadrshi krina yasrutva tatparo bhavet. He said, Anugrahaya bhutanam. To somewhere it is said, Anugrahaya bhaktanam. To bestow a special mercy on devotees or on living entities. Manusam deha yastitam. The Lord takes a human form of life. And the Lord performs the pastime just merely. Therefore, people get down. But those pastimes are so transcendental that srutva tat paro bhave. If somebody hears those pastimes, they will be free from this material world and go back home, back to Godhead. That is the mercy of the Lord. He appears to perform a different kind of pastime to deliver the devotees. So this way, Now I was thinking how, you know, it applied to us. See, the Venuna is the allurement of material world. So when material world, you know, shows us different, you know, thing, then we run after material thing because you want to be happy, you want to enjoy. So this Venuna is the material enjoyment. Prakriti yanti karsati. So we run after that to get those things. And we become so mad in the material enjoyment, then forget the source of all enjoyment. That Krishna is the Supreme Person, who is the source of all the enjoyment. Every enjoyment we are getting because of Him. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, 13th chapter, describes very nicely that how without Him, Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshwara, how is that? Maheshwara. Bharta, Bhokta. Even enjoyment what we have is because of Him, Paramatma, in our heart. Like our hand, we are moving very nicely. But the Lord decided to withdraw the energy from the hand, same hand is there, can we move? We are sitting here, if Lord decides to withdraw the energy from our body, we become potato. We can't move anywhere. We are dead. So even to enjoy, we are dependent on the Lord. So, but we are so maddened in this material world that we forget. And therefore, Lord disappears. Lord goes away. And thus, we become unhappy. Jiv Krishna Das, Evishwas, Karlito Ar Dukkana. Dukkha, or the misery is only when we think that I am the enjoyer. Like the Gopi thought, oh, Krishna is thus, without us, he cannot be happy. So he disappeared. So Lord, enjoy. And then, just like Gopi, you are searching. Now, where is Krishna? They were asking the, you know, the tree, this one, that one. And they started imitating like Krishna. So in this material world, we are also searching very food, very happiness. You know, we go to market, we ask so many questions. Different people, how can we be happy? They try their best to be happy. Even they come to temple and they ask the devotee, Prabhuji, can you tell me how I'll be happy? Hey, you rascal, you suffered so much. You are not happy there. Now you want to know. But they want to know how I can be happy. But their definition of happiness is sense gratification, not becoming Krishna conscious. Of course, the mercy of the devotee and Lord that they preach and make them devotee and make them turn me happy. So, just like the gopi, they are looking for the happiness. So, we look for the happiness. And then, finally, when nothing is there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Waterfall.
No problem.
Nothing happened.
Okay. Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, Bardhakaya Khan, Bhagate Vinod. Now I become old man. Whom should I go and cry? Then they say, oh my Lord, please save me, please protect me. When the children, wife, they have boom, get out of the house. Nobody is there. Then you start crying. Bardhakaya Khan, in old age. So that is the gopi thing. You know, you start praying. You know. Therefore, in India they say, oh, bhakti is not for young people, for old people. And there's nothing left in their body. Then they can do bhakti. That is gopi thing. And then the Lord, by seeing, feels pity on them. And he said, all right, no problem. You know, with old age, you step in. In Hindi, they say, Ant bhala, to sab bhala. End is well, all is well. You know, no problem. You step in. Then, Lord and the Jiva and the Lord come reunited to serve each other. And that is Maharaj. So that's how it applied to us. Anyway, come back here. Srila Swami talks about this particular chapter.
Brahmadijaya sarvunha darpakam darpastaha jayati sripati gopirasa mandalamandanam.
He said to that Kamdev who controls even Brahmadijaya. conquered even Brahma, all the demigod, even Shiva. Shiva may have burned him, but he didn't go out of that. When he saw Mohini Murti, he started running after. Brahma Vijaya Sanrudha Darpa Kandarpa Darpaha. Darpaha means crashed. The Lord has crashed Kamdev. Jayati Sripati Gopi Ras Mandalam Mandana. In Ras Mandal, when Kamdev came, the Lord saw him. The Gopis saw him. And when the Lord crashed him, at that time he got the name Madan Mohan. One who can crash the Madana or the Kupi. So that time Madana was going away. He was running. And the Gopi, they caught him. They caught him, and after catching him, you know, he was running away, but they caught him. So he was asking forgiveness. And in this way, when he was asking forgiveness, the Gopi said, "All right, we'll forgive you, but on one condition." And that condition was that wherever this pastime is being sung about Ras pastime or 10th canto of Bhagavad Gita, you will not enter there. And he accepted it, okay, so it be. I'm not good there. So this is described in 10th canto of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 33. Text number 14. Describe this one. This is the last verse. Krinitam Rajavadhu Idam Chavishnaha Sraddhanvito Sunayada Varnayeteha Bhakti Para Bhagavati Pralabhyam Kamam Hridayaroga Aswapahyot Acharane Achirena Dhiraha. He said, whoever hears and talks about the Brajavadhur Idam Chavishno, the pastime between Supreme Lord and Brajavadhu Bhajanna. To them, they obtain, of course, devotional service and they do not get attacked by Madana or the Kopi. Therefore, Prabhupada meant and said that one who hears this last pastime, you know, their desire for sexual desire disappears. The Kamdev will not attack those. Anyway, so here this verse is very, very special verse. Today, what it is, now it will come. 10 more minutes I will take that. I thought it was 1 hour class, so I prepared for 1 hour. But Kirtan will take long. And then I asked to, he said it will go a little more. So little more I will go, because now I want to come to this sloka. Although, by the way, I was given that I am supposed to speak from text number 14 till 24. Shruti Prabhu sent an email to me that I will be speaking. So I prepared that, but doesn't matter. Fortunately, unfortunately, the very famous verse of Bhagavatam is here. That's where Sukadeva Goswami hints about Srimati Radharani. Now you see, this verse is, and this is humorous, nothing philosophical, but in counting way, if you count, this is Sukadeva Goswami spoke many verses, but he spoke this verse, verse number 28, not 27, not 29, not 30, but 28. And there is significance, the meaning of 28. 2 and 8 becomes 10. And 1 and 0 is 1. So Radharani and Krishna, they are not different. They are one. Therefore, and to understand one, you have to be one. Your mind has to be one. Anandas chintayanto ma. Ananya means no anya, nobody else. na anya iti ananya. And here it said, ananaya, na anya. No one else. Eh? Anaya, by her aradhita. See, in the gopi, the Lord is only with her. Nobody else is there. Only she there and the Lord. Anaya aradhita. Nuna means certainly. The gopi, they couldn't find Krishna. You know, they imitated everything. But again they came on the bank of Jamuna and they were looking for, they were asking the tree, creeper. They were so mad. Then the tree cannot reply, but still they are asking. So in this way, they were asking and then they saw the footprint of Sumitra Dharani.
Bahire visaya jwala haya antare anandamaya Krishna prema alabhuchari.
This way, Sumitra Dharani and the gopi, they bahire visaya jwala. They are burning from outside. Antare anandamaya. And inside, they are so happy. Prema, Krishna prema adhut charit. So, visaya jwala and ananda, when the Lord is there, face to face or one to one, then they are very happy. The gopi are very happy. But they have fear. Inside their fear, they are burning that Lord may leave us or go or morning will come. So they have fear. But when the Lord leaves them and goes, then inside they have joy, but outwardly they have their burning. So here they are burning. And when this Mudra Rani, then when they saw the footprint of Rani, they are so happy. And they said, oh, this gopi is very fortunate. Now Sukadeva Goswami, in whole Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana, did not utter the name of Sumati Radharani. There is real behind that. That Sukadeva Goswami, in his previous life, he was the parent of Sumati Radharani. And his job was to pass the message to Krishna from Radharani. But after the Lord left the planet, the same Sukha, he flee from Braj and he went to Kailas. And he sat down under the banyan tree, and he was, burning in separation of Srimati Radhika. He couldn't pronounce the name Radha because he was used to pronounce only one name, Krishna, 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 because he was a parrot of Radharani. So Radharani was very happy when she heard the name of Krishna. The parrot, whatever it is, the parrot will chant. So she was taught to chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He used to sit on the right shoulder of Radharani and he used to chant this one, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He never chanted Radharani name. So even when Sukadeva Goswami was speaking Bhagavatam to Dasati, up to 9th canto he spoke. And that's only philosophy in that, the secret of sleep. After our moments are like that. Philosophy is too much for them. So he fell asleep. Then when he started speaking 10th canto Bhagavatam, then Sukadeva was hearing. Sati was sleeping, but Sukadeva was hearing and saying, that if somebody is hearing and they had to respond, yes, I'm hearing. And after finishing the class and Lord Shiva wake up, open his eyes, he saw Sati is sleeping. Then who is pronouncing? Who is pronouncing that thing? Like we nod our head, yes. And you're happy with him. So he looked around. And said, nobody there, only one parrot is there. He said, oh, he is not recipient for hearing Bhagavatam. So he took his sukha and he chained the sukha. And sukha flew from there. And Lord Shiva was chasing him. They came to Badrikasram, where Vyasa their wife, her name is Bhatika, she was moving out. And then this sukha entered in her body. And then Vyasadev said, what are you doing? Lord Shiva, what happened to you? You are very restless. Then he told all the first time what happened. He said, I want to kill that creature because he is not recipient of hearing the material pastime. He is Sukha. He is not recipient. He will go and talk to unworthy people also. He is not recipient. Then he said, well, it is a nectar. How can you kill him? He is not immortal anyway. And that Sukha became a Sukadeva Goswami. Therefore, in the beginning of Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva said, Nigamakalpataro ragalitam phalam sukhadra mrita sanjitam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rastrika bhurbhavuka sukha, same sukha. So that is Sukadeva Goswami. So he was trained to chant only Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He couldn't chant only Radha. So here Sukadeva Goswami, in the same Sukadeva Goswami, was sukha. He couldn't chant the name Radha. So he said, Anayarabhito Nunam. Nunam is certainly, there is a gopi who belongs to him. See, topmost of devotee who is best in worshipping and pleasing the Lord. Bhagavan Hari Viswara. Yamno Vihaya Govinda. He is a Govinda. Govinda had different meaning. Go means senses, go means cow, go means mother earth. So here the word Govinda meaning one who gives the pleasure of our senses. We are burning, our senses is burning, but he is giving pleasure to one gopi who is topmost in our spirit. Because of her, he has left us and now they are somewhere staying at a secluded place. So instead of telling that Krishna had, you know, left us and gone with Radharani, he didn't even give Radharani name. So anyway, this is a very famous verse in Sohul Bhagavatam. This is the verse where Srimati Radharani name had appeared. And of course, in Parva from Vishwanath Chakra Thakur, you all can look into that. The 19th symptom, you know, thing which is there in Radharani, both footprint, which was seen. Same as Krishna also had on his footprint when Akrur was coming to Vrindavan, he saw Krishna's footprint and he realized and jumped in the chariot and took the dust. So there are something sweet pastime and sweet thing. Thank you very much. Any question?
Something lately is on my mind about the passage of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and of course I'm speculating a lot, so I want to remove my doubts. So now we are reading passages about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu where he, like seemingly, he rejected association of King
Pradaputra.
So I wonder whether it is something to do with the mood of Radharani, where she has some aversion to the kings because Krishna became a king and then feel this emotion, and whether that was the reason of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also when he seemingly like said, no, I cannot associate with kings.
Well, what you are saying has some meaning, maybe, but the Krishna Kaviraj Goswami described that why he wanted to associate. Because the king is busy with women, pounds, and silly. You know, he's busy, the kings are busy dealing with the woman, money, etc. So the Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi. Sannyasi should not mix or see a Visaya, therefore it is not remiss. But other internal meaning, what you are saying, if somebody wants to speculate, yes, it may be rather. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani, and when he saw Pratap Rudra as a king, but thinking Pratap Rudra as a king and seeing him as Krishna in Dwarika, it two different thing. And Krishna in Dwarika, when he came to Kurukshetra at the time of solar eclipse, Radharani did not like that, and she pulled him. Let's go to Vrindavan. That's how the Yatra started. That is the mood, you know. Well, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, of course, many times Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw the ocean, he thought this is Jamuna, and he jumped in. You know, when he saw the, you know, pickup, you know, he saw Tower of Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu, when he saw Chatak Pahadi, he thought it is Govardhan. You know, so Mahaprabhu was in Mahabhav. And one way, it may be right what you are saying, but I am not authority to stand, yes, it is right. But yes, it philosophically, nothing wrong. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the bhav of Radharani. And Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he was king, so she may have seen him at Krishna in Dwarika. So, but anyway, let's not speculate. We accept what Krishnadas Kaviraj said. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, because you are a Visayi, so he didn't want to be teaching, giving a lesson to sannyasi or brahmachari. That would not be the Visayi.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. There also, in all the pastimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leaders, there is all about teaching. So if really wanted to teach the whole world, that without serving a dear devotee of Krishna, nobody can get darshan of Krishna. So therefore, because King Pratarudra served Roy Ramananda very nicely by granting him, you know, salary and thing, and said, okay, you can leave your post as governor, and you can go and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and serve him and give him pleasure. So Mahaprabhu went, all other devotees, like Sarvam Bhattacharya, they tried their best for the king to take darshan Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They didn't allow. And then when the Ramananda Roy came and asked Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please, and then Lord Chaitanya himself said, oh, because he had rendered some service unto a very dear devotee of Krishna, now Krishna will give him darshan. So that's one of the aspects of this pastime.
Besides that, as you rightly said, Mahaprabhu was teaching Vairagya Vidya and Bhakti Yoga. He was teaching Vairagya, to not assert his Visaya.
Yeah.
And then he was testing him. See, the word Vairagya is to me. Bigatraga iti Vairagya and Visheshraga iti Vairagya. Bigatraga means one who has given up all the attachment, cut all the attachment in known as Vairagya. Now, if you see Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he had got all the attachment, everything. He wanted to have darshan for Lord Chaitanya. And Vishesh Raga, he had attachment for Lord Chaitanya and Krishna. So both. But, you know, he had to be recipient of somebody. Jasya Prasada or Bhagavat Prasada. You cannot get Bhagavat Prasad without getting the Prasad or mercy of the spiritual master. So Raya Ramananda became the biomedia to obtain the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Maharaj, bolenge kuch? You say something? Any other question? Alright, so stop here. Jai Sri Prabhupada ki jai, Nandrashana Bhagavatam ki jai.
Mr. Vikitanda Puru Ki. Thank you, Mr. Vikitanda Puru, for coming. Very inspiring and lively class, very detailed. Some explanations and clarity. there in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. So thank you very much, David Nanda Prabhu. It's grace, David Nanda Prabhu ki. Please, next time you come to London, please come again. So now we'll read some scores. With pleasure, the lordships. We have some Sankirtan scores from yesterday from Radha's Boutique, who distributed 6 books for 243 lottery points. There's no restaurant scores or book distribution scores. So now we'll offer our prayer to the lordships so that they can empower and inspire us to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books.